I've had so many ups and downs. I know someday it will be over. I'm going home, yes, right, yes, my crown. No harm.
Jesus, I'm going to stay. Under the blood, gonna stay. Can I get a witness here tonight? Under how many of y'all is under the blood tonight? Jesus. Do y'all know that healing in Jesus' blood? Can I get a witness here tonight? I'm not talking about the blood of a bird. No, no. I'm not talking about the blood of a bull. I'm not talking about no animal blood. Although I can remember reading what God told Moses to tell the children of Israel to kill an animal and put the blood up over the door. Can I get a witness? He said, when I come by late tonight, when I come by late tonight, when I come by late tonight, I'll fly all over. Can I get a witness here tonight? You know, nobody was able to shed blood for you and I. Can I get a witness? And I'm thinking about now just how it was after Jesus died, came out of that body and went down in hell. Can I get a witness here tonight? Seemed like I could see him in my mind. When he got out in hell, y'all, he began to beat that devil. Can I get a witness here tonight? He began to whoop that old devil and take the keys from that rascal. Can I get a witness here tonight? All of the prophets have been dead a long time. They was in Abraham's bosom. But you know what they done? No doubt they were standing on the banks of hell, looking down at Jesus as he beat that old devil. No doubt they said, go ahead, Jesus. Go ahead, Jesus. Go ahead, Jesus. Go. 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 Can I get a witness? Go.
Hallelujah, 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 the blood. Oh yeah.
Somebody tell him thank you.
When you call on Jesus,
he'll be right there.
When you call that name,
he'll be right there.
When you call on Jesus, go ahead and
call on Jesus, it'll be right there.
Go ahead and call him.
Call on Jesus, it'll be right there.
When your money gives money,
Sean
Jones, come on here, my God. you call on the Master.
He'll be right there.
When you call on the Master.
He'll be right there.
When you call on the Master.
He'll be right there.
All you got to do is call on Jesus.
He'll be right there.
Are you ready
always find myself in trouble at the end of his plan. But God said, oh, he'll make everything all right. Said, I'm the way, God, I'm the truth and the life. Are you ready? Lying man, are you ready? Drunkard, are you ready? Liar, are you ready? Wait a minute.
Are you ready?
You see, the Lord been good to me, and I'm glad about it. I remember when I didn't know nothing about him. I went down on my knees and I talked to him. Yes, I did. One thing he did for me, he set me free. Yes, he did. He rolled all my sins away. But you know, since then, you know what? I go in a place that he wants me to go. Do anything that he wants me to do. Say anything that he wants me to say. Pray any prayer that he wants me to pray. I'm New York, are you ready? Chicago, are you ready? Nashville, you should be ready. Everybody, the whole ready, y'all. Are you ready? You see, you know what? I go to a place that he wants me to go. I never will forget a story that I had about a little boy. Now, when a little boy, his father died when he was about the age of 3 years old. and mountains I have to climb. But you know what? I got faith and I believe. Lord, you heal with me through all my ups, all my downs, Lord. I can depend on you. That is why I love you. I love you so much. You remain the same.
I know that's right, huh? 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're live on this wonderful Monday, March the 11th, 2024. And as we give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor, and thank all of you for it near around the world for locking in. Look, always a great day to be alive as we worship and thank God for to see a new day on this Monday and March the 11th. 2024, and many of you, you missed out on yesterday. I forgot to turn your clock up 1 hour. Some of you turn it back instead of turning it up, huh? Well, anyway, I guess you finally caught on board if you forgot to turn it up 1 hour. So welcome. All right, you lose that extra hour, okay? But it's going to get better. And, I don't know. Right now, they've got some paper sitting there. In Congress, they are trying to decide if they're going to keep it Eastern Standard Time or they're going to change it to Daylight Saving Time. So, well, we're going to find out what the outcome is going to be on that. We're going to stay posted to find out what's going to actually happen. All right. Well, look, once again, want to thank you. Those of you, your very first time catching the wave, you can join us right here. That's 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Simply join us on our website, nfiradio.com. Again, that's nfiradio.com. And you can also jump in with us on our Facebook channel. That's right. You can jump in on our Facebook channel. That's NFI Radio Gospel Network on Facebook. So if you have a Facebook page, you don't have to be our friend to catch in and listen in live, and you can see all the photos as well as all these pictures of these men and women of God as well as the recording artists and the information to let you know what time they're on the air. And you can once again go to our Facebook channel. That's NFI Radio Gospel Network. And you can also dial in with your mobile phone. Simply dial 563-999-3020. That's 563-999-3020. As well as Blog Talk Radio, you can jump in on that, and Breaking News Network. So we're around, huh? We are around where you can lock in pretty much and catch us anywhere around the world. We are an international network right here from the NFI studio, Raleigh, North Carolina. Let's get back with more great gospel music on this Monday morning. Somebody said, it's work day, work day, work day. I got to get myself together. All right. Well, look, if you haven't gotten yourself together by now, you might have missed out on today's work, huh, and stayed at home. All right. God bless you. Thank you for catching the wave. Now back with more great gospel music.
Lord, I can't help but think about your love, how you love me just because, even when I do wrong. Lord, I can't help but think about your trust, how you're there for us, even when we do wrong. This ain't just an ordinary love, one that I believe, one that I can lean on. This ain't just an ordinary love, one that I believe, one that I can lean on. So glad you love me, save my soul. You made me whole. Glad I know that you love me, save my soul. Made me whole. Now I know that you love me. I think about your love, watching over.
need you to help me to hold out. Yes, I do. Cause the mountains are too high. I need you to help me to hold out. Give me the patience I need to hold out. Thank you, Jesus.
Looking at that thing, I let go, I let go. I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle, from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle.
Jesus,
no, it's not my battle to fight.
No.
I had to learn to put it in His hands, and everything will be alright.
Yeah.
I'll stop worrying about it,
thinking about how it's gonna go with it.
I let go and I let God. Let God have His way. That's when things started happening. When I stopped looking at that thing, I let go and I let God.
I let God have His way.
It's time to let Him have.
Should I yield to His will?
Just yield to His way.
All right. Look, we are right at 9 minutes before the top of the hour of 12 noon, and when I've gone the last mile, huh? All right. I don't know about you, but that's an awesome song that it takes me back down memory lane, huh? That some of you already know about that, right? You didn't have no organ in the church. You had a piano in one corner, and everybody had tambourines and a wood floor. So, you know, when you begin to pat your feet and somebody else had a little bit bigger feet than you, they had the bass to that bass, and you had the treble to that other feet. All right, well, you know what I'm talking about, huh? And you still had church, huh? But look, go back down memory lane and think about, you know, they didn't have instruments, but the way they made instruments out of, many of you know what they used, right, huh? You remember when they used to wash clothes and had the little, what they call it, I don't forget what it's called, but you know what I'm talking about. So they made an instrument out of that, and tambourines, and some of them, look, they would just tap on the back of some of you know about the pews in the church, huh? They just make a little sound. So that's the way they had church back during the day. But now we done got so sophisticated that we got to have an organ, a horn, a guitar, and all the extra instruments to worship and praise God, huh? And I don't know about you all, but you never forget where you came from. So there's nothing wrong with just having church the old-fashioned way, as we used to, with no instruments. To God be the glory. Look, want to thank you so much for catching Wade coming up at 12:30 today live. It's 30 minutes power of prayer with this awesome prayer warriors. We've got them right here Mondays through Thursdays from 12:30 to 1 o'clock p.m. Three awesome, powerful women of God that's coming forth to pray each day right here on this network. And we are so honored to have them aboard. I'm excited. I am excited because I know these women know how to pray and get a prayer through. So we're asking you to tune in with us and join us as we touch and agree on one accord. And as the Lord moves in the midst, that his power will manifest among those that are going through sickness that has attacked their body or financial situation that has come up in your home or your life right now. And some of you may not have a job and trying to find a job and believing God for that. Well, all that's today, 12:30 p.m. live right here from the NFI Radio Gospel Network. We'll be right back with more great gospel music, and I can promise you we're going to have some more church right here from the NFI Studios, Raleigh, North Carolina.
You're tuned into the stellar award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The anointed one.
On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
You are now in the mix with the smoothest DJ on the planet.
You're listening to the anointed one.
And as the story goes, God will command his angels to protect you wherever you go.
Look at God.
Don't give me a mansion top of a hill. Don't give me the world with a shallow thrill. Just give me a savior. My life he can hold. I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. Woke up this morning, I was feeling kind of down. I called on my so-called best friend. They could not be found. I called on him. Hey, my life he can hold. I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold.
Silver and gold, ooh, ooh. Silver and gold, oh,
I'd rather have
cheese
than silver.
Lord, all because I'm trying to
yeah. I said, Mama, help me, please. She wound up knocking me back down on my knees. Love, all because I'm trying to live free from sin. Lord, love, I'm trying every day just to make it in. It's hard, it's so hard living this world alone. You can't do it living this world alone. You got to have Jesus in this world alone. Some days I feel like I can't walk on water, and some days I don't even know where I stand. Sometimes I am afraid to show honesty because I feel like I am losing a friend. I got traumas and I need some healing, but I find myself running again and again. I can't pretend I'm okay and keep doing my thing, but I'll go back to God in the end, yeah. I'd be lying if I said I don't need your love. I'd be lying if I said I don't need you, God. I'd be lying if I said I don't need your love. I'd be lying if I said I don't need your God.
Why do I pretend I got it together? Why do I keep on pushing you away? Why do I make it so hard to surrender? Feels like I'm fighting myself every day. I'm in a tug of war, on and on, and I'm on the shock of the break. But there are some things that can only be broken when my heart is finally ready to take. I fall on my knees in worship. God has set things in motion. I desire a life of devotion. No, I won't fear a thing in the ocean. I look up to the sky. I know my help comes only from you, Lord. You know me more than I know myself. You are the one who I adore. Ooh.
I'd be lying if I said I don't need your love. I'd be lying if I said I don't need you, God. I'd be lying if I said I don't need your love. I'd be lying if I said I don't need you, God. I'd be lying if I said I don't need your love. I'd be lying if I said I don't need you, God. I'd be lying if I said I don't need your love. I'd be lying if I said I don't need you, God.
got to be saying. Wonder, can I get a witness? Yeah. I want to tell you what they're singing. You know what they're singing? They're singing hallelujah. Hallelujah. Got to be done. Oh, oh, yes it is. I can see those walls, the lovely walls of Jasper. Yes, I can. Oh, I can just see. I know the streets are just shining, just like gold. Wonder, can I get a witness here? Somebody ought to know what I'm talking about. There won't be no more disaster, y'all. Wonder, can I get a witness here? I want to tell you what Solomon said. Solomon said, the heavens never, ain't never been told. One thing I want everybody to do for me, I want you to listen to me. I want you to take me where the wicked shall cease. They got to see. Somebody ought to know what I'm talking about. I want you to take me where the weary shall be. They got to be y'all. Where the fountain of life. Won't be trouble no more, yeah.
13 minutes after 12 noon, and we give God all the praise through songs and the word of God. Going down memory lane, that's the sounds of those blind boys, and they're still singing today. And that's going way back to one of those songs where many of you are still listening to today. Huh? You remember that one? All right. Well, look, coming up very shortly, right at the bottom of the hour, 12:30 p.m. This afternoon, it's 30 Minutes Power of Prayer Request Hotlines, where you can tune in and listen in with your mobile phone, as well as on our website, nfiradio.com, or you can dial 563-999-3020. That's 563-999-3020. Now, let's get back with more great gospel music.
Nobody else can love me like you. You're the only one.
one that can do what no other God can. You are holy, holy. Nobody else can be who you are. Stand alone and I stand in awe of your matchless power. You are holy, holy.
I got to go and get you. Come on and help me. Say joy, joy.
Somebody ought to shout he's worthy, huh? Shout he's worthy. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are right at 29 minutes after the hour of 12 noon, and oh my goodness, we've had a great time thus far, and somebody said we're still having church now. We're having church, huh? Are you ready to go a little bit higher? Huh? We have an awesome woman of God that's going to be coming forth this afternoon at 12:30, only a minute away, and she's going to be live with us on today, and we are so honored to have her back. I'm going to let her introduce herself to you because I know that she's going to come forward with a word of prayer that's going to bless many of you. As she prepares, we're going to take a pause for the calls for the station ID. And the next voice you hear will be this powerful woman of God coming forth with 30 minutes power prayer right after this.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watkins coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Pastor Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m. where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
Get the way.
Welcome to the Power of Prayer Request Hotline 2024. It's heard Mondays through Thursdays at 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Feel free to call in at any time at that 563-994-3020. There are men and women of God that are standing by to pray with you. And now, let's join this powerful woman of God as she comes forth to bring forth prayer on this wonderful day as God continually blessed each and every one of us. And now, let's go live to the Power of Prayer Request Hotlines.
Amen, amen, and good morning, good afternoon to each and every one, wherever you are. What a blessing. Father God, we just thank you. Oh God, good morning, and to some it's still morning, so good afternoon to you all over the world. I bring you greetings in the name of the Lord. Amen. I am the overseer and founder of the Hub Outreach Ministry, and we believe that that means help you believe. Amen. Holiness under the blood. Just help you believe. And I'm so honored this afternoon to be with you and sharing as we are sharing with the great overseer, man of God, Overseer Thurlin Kearney. We thank you. But right now, we just want to take time to say thank you, Lord, as we get ready to go into prayer on this beautiful, beautiful Monday. We thank God. Now, those of you who have a request, I want you to take it right now and just endow it into your heart as we get ready to go into prayer. Because I believe with you this afternoon that whatever you ask, God is going to hear your petition before the Lord. Hallelujah. Come with me now as we journey into prayer, as we journey into the faith of believing that God is going to do it for you. God is going to hear you. God is going to answer you. And I thank God for this opportunity to come with you this afternoon. I just feel so excited. Spring is in the air. So go with me now in prayer. Father, I thank you I thank you according to your word. I thank you according to your will. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And these things are not going to be done according to my will, but according to your will. Oh, Lord, we thank you for this NFI, this opportunity to have now faith. God, we thank you for this national, international frequency. Oh, God, that's allowing us to put our petitions in the airwaves, oh, God, that it will go from the north, the south, the east, and the west, oh, God. And for that, we say thank you, oh, God. God, we're coming to you now in the spirit of belief, in the spirit of faith, oh, God, believing, oh, God, that you are with us. We are lifting our hands, oh, God, hallelujah, allowing your anointing, oh, God, to just saturate us, oh, God, so that when we put our hands together, oh, God, that it will endow us, oh, God, that it will saturate us, oh, God, that it will bring the healing, oh, God, according to your word, oh, God, that even those who may be on the other side of the world, oh, God, who are now going to sleep, oh, God, for the night, oh, God, according to Proverbs 3:24, oh, God, that their rest may be sweet, oh, God. And for those that are getting up, oh, God, we thank you now, oh, God, that their day will be a wonderful day, oh, God, that they will be able to know that you have allowed them to rise, oh, God. Hallelujah, oh God, with the joy in their heart, oh God, knowing that you are their strength, oh God, knowing that you are, oh God, the author and finisher of their faith, oh God. Hallelujah, the highest praise, oh God. Father, I thank you this afternoon, oh God, that you are going to give someone that answer that they're looking for as they petition you, oh God, as they ask you, oh God, for their prayer request, oh God. Father, I thank you in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, that as they are feeling good or feeling sad, God, that you will make it good, because everything that was made by you that was made, oh God, is good. And because of that, oh God, they will feel your presence, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord God. I am just walking in expectancy, and I'm believing on this Monday, oh God, this marvelous Monday, oh God, this Monday that's a money Monday, oh God. And I don't speak always about it in that term, oh God, but you said in Deuteronomy 8:18, for it is God, it is he that giveth us power to get wealth, oh God. And we thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that wealth might be health, oh God. Glory be to God that somebody is crying out, oh God, saying, I need a healing, oh God, in my body this afternoon, oh God. Hallelujah. I have this pain in my body, oh God, that I just can't seem to endure, oh God. But we know, God, that even as I look out my window, oh God, and I see the trees waving, oh God, that's your praise, oh God, that they're giving you praise, oh God. And we give you praise for the victory, oh God, of healing, oh God, that you will make haste, oh God. You'll dispatch the good angels, oh God, to saturate them, oh God. You'll make haste, oh God, to allow healing to come, that virtue that even as I feel it in my own body, oh God, that's healing for someone else, oh God, that may be in California, oh God, may be in New York, oh God. Hallelujah. Maybe in Jamaica, oh God. Hallelujah. Maybe in Sweden, oh God, because this is an international wave, oh God. And we thank God for the wave of being able to give a wave offering, oh God, this morning and this afternoon, oh God, for those who may be in the day or the night hour, oh God, that they will know that someone is praying for them, oh Lord. Oh God, that person who's looking for a job, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that the telephone will ring, that a text message will come, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus, saying, you got a yes answer, Oh, hallelujah, oh God. And I feel it right now, even in the air, glory God, in the name of Jesus, that one that the boss was giving a pink slip to, oh God, that was getting ready to say your position is no more, that you're turning it around right now in the name of Jesus and say there's been a change. Glory be to God, that you're not going anywhere. You're going to be right here. Glory be to God. Where you thought you were going to be Lord in the name of Jesus, you're going to be raised up because the word says, he that exalt himself, sometimes they're going to be abased or brought down in the precious name of Jesus. Then that one that has humbled himself shall be exalted. And we believe that in this prayer this afternoon, oh God, knowing that you will do what you said you would do, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, O God, for believing that you, O God, will take care of every situation, O God. Glory be to God. That one, O God, this afternoon, O God, who's trying to look through their monies, O God, we believe that you're walking in an expectancy of a miracle, O God. We thank you, O Lord God, that you're going to do it and do it right now, O God. Hallelujah. They're going to look through, as I tell them all the time, oh God, you're going to look in those old pocketbooks. You're going to look in those pants, in those shirt pockets, oh God, and find out that God has done just what he said he would do. Oh, hallelujah, God. Then let them know that there's nothing wrong with their mind because you said you give sound mind. Hallelujah, God, in the name of Jesus, that it's you that has stopped by. It's me, oh God, standing in the need of prayer, oh God. And let them know, God, that you have dropped down manna from heaven, oh God. You're doing the same miracles today, God, that you did in the Bible days, oh God. Hallelujah. The same as the two fish and the five loaves, oh God. You fed the 5,000 and still left 12 big baskets and turn around and fed another 4,000, oh God. And for that we say thank you, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. For that we say thank you, oh God. We're asking for traveling mercy. Hallelujah, this afternoon, oh God. For those airplanes, oh God. For those trains, oh God. For those cruise ships, oh God. For the military, oh God. For that, God, we're saying thank you. Oh God, that thank you, Lord God, that you're putting a hedge of protection. Oh my God. God, we're asking you to travel from city to city and state to state, oh God, for those tent cities, oh God. Those homeless people, oh God, right here in the city of Raleigh, North Carolina, oh God, that are living in tents, oh God. Oh, hallelujah, God. I'm asking for a special touch right now, God, for those people who are living out in the tents, even when the temperatures are dropping down to the 20s, oh God, and 30s, oh God, that they're still trusting you, oh God. They're still believing in you, oh God. In every city and every state, oh God, hallelujah, oh God, while some people who are well off, God, are going for a vacation in an ice castle, oh God, we're believing you, oh God, that you're taking care of these people the same way as though they're in an exclusive hotel. We're calling it the Holy Ghost Hotel, that you're giving them a sense of protection, oh God, that you will not slumber nor sleep on them, oh God, but you'll let them know that you're making a way out of no way, oh God, that they may be there today, but you've got help on the way, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And for that, we're saying thank you. Hallelujah, God. I'm believing you, oh God, this afternoon, oh God, that those that may be in the hospital in the surgical room, oh God, that some doctors are going to get there, some surgeons are going to get there and find out, oh Lord, that a miracle has happened in the precious name of Jesus, that there's nothing wrong, but they're going to have to stamp it as miracle. Miracles, that's what the Lord do. Miracles, he's got one from you, I heard the song say. And for that, we say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for being so good to us this afternoon. Oh, I feel all right. I feel all right right now. Hallelujah. I was going to try to stay cool and calm, but I feel God's anointing moving. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, we thank you in the precious name of Jesus, God, for churches all across this world. Oh, God, that they will return back to their first work, oh, God. I heard a bishop, I won't call names because I don't want to leave anybody out, but I heard a dear bishop say that we need to come back to our first work. And I believe that, oh, God, that it is so true, oh, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, I ask you right now, God, to touch every man, every woman of God right now, oh, God, that they'll be able to stand. And when they've done all to stand, oh, God, that they will still stand there for. Hallelujah, God. Believing you, oh, God. Trusting you, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Hallelujah, God. We're soldiers in the army ready for war, oh, God. There's a war going on, not just over in the other countries, but there's a war going on here. And we have to stand up and be counted in the mighty name of Jesus. That when people come to us, they need to know that they can receive and expect a miracle. Oh, God, thank you, Lord God. When we are out here, we need to be winning souls, oh, God. So we thank you, oh, God, for giving us the strength of Samson, oh, God, to know that we can and we will do things according to your will, oh, God, according to your way, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, I'm believing you that this is going to be the year still, oh, God, of blind eyes opening, oh, God, that you're going to remove back the veil, oh, God. I believe you, oh, God, that legs are going to straighten out, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Nothing missing and nothing broken, oh, God. Hallelujah. Somebody at home need to just get up and run. Hallelujah, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus, oh, God, that somebody, hallelujah, Lord God, needs to just go through and just touch that empty cabinet and believe that which is not as though it were in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God, in the name of Jesus, and wait for that knock at their door. Hallelujah, God, knowing that somebody's coming with a blessing in the precious name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody's going to be in the grocery store, oh, God, and have the groceries and still count. And somebody's going to say, I got this, and put their card in and pay for it. Hallelujah, God. I thank you, oh, God. Hallelujah, God, that somebody else is going to just receive a blessing, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. If it can happen for me, it can happen for you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. I want you to go over to the prisons, oh, God. Hallelujah, Lord God, and place a hedge of protection around the men and women, oh, God, and let them know that you've not forgotten them either. If they threw Paul in, and the doors open for him, they can open for you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. The government has a system, but God's got a greater system. Hallelujah, Jesus. I feel all right this afternoon, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. We just thank you, Lord God, for the wave, oh, God, because we know that the wave is making a way. Hallelujah, God. We just thank you for those over in the foreign countries, but they're not foreign to Jesus, oh, God. And for that, we say thank you, oh, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, I thank you, oh, God, hallelujah, for the children today, God. I thank you that they will keep a hedge of protection around them, that they will continue to pray. They will continue to believe, God, with a now faith. I thank God this afternoon for the word that says, for we know. Some people just leave out that part. We know all things, but you have to know it, oh, God. And, Father, this afternoon, we know that all things work together for the good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we have to believe. And for that, we say thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. I just thank you, God. And I praise you, Lord God. I praise you, Lord God. I will lift you up, Lord God. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to go back to their first work. Hallelujah. They need to go back to the simplicity of you, O Lord. And for that, I say thank you. God has not forgotten you. That one that may be trying to give up, don't give up. Hallelujah. The Lord has not forgotten you. Glory be to God. Don't forget. Don't forget Jesus. Don't forget. Don't forget. That's all I can say is don't forget. Hallelujah, Lord God. The Lord loves you today. Hallelujah. We just thank you, God, for the man of God who is making this possible for us, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Continue to shower, not shower, but pour down, according to Malachi, Lord God. Pour down the blessings upon him, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah, that he doesn't have room enough to receive, oh God. We often pray for all the other people, but I hear the Lord speaking in my heart, saying, pray for the overseer, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, that he will continue to shine, oh God, according to your will, oh God. Not just shine, but he will continue to be able to provide for each and every one, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord God. The humble man of God. For that we say thank you. We say thank you, oh God. Hallelujah, God. Keep that shield around him, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord God. That hallelujah, that he will be able to stand, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for every pastor that's on this network, oh God. Hallelujah, that they will know that thou art God in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for the lay people, oh God, in Jesus' name. God, I just praise you. I praise you, oh God, for all the things that you're doing and all the things that you're yet to do, oh God. And we thank you for that, God. We thank you for that. Oh, hallelujah. God, look upon the school systems right now, God. Hallelujah, Lord God. You know the need, oh God. You knew the need before we even began to pray, oh God. Hallelujah. Keep the children safe. Keep the teachers safe. Keep the resource officers safe, oh God. We thank you for it right now. Our government, local, state, national, oh God. God, have your way, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus, oh God. We are in need of you, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord God. And God, you know what needs to be done. We're just going to be an intercessor, oh God, for what needs to be done according to your will, oh God. Father, I just thank you. I just thank you, oh God. I'm praising your holy and righteous name. I'm just taking it a little slower right now because I want you to listen with your spirit right now. I just want you to listen with your spirit right now. Start receiving what God has for you. I could pray in high gear from now until another hour. I've done it. But I just want you just to take a quiet moment to just let God saturate you. Hallelujah. If somebody is concerned right now about some issues, but just know that God's got it. The song said, whatever you want, whatever you need, God's got it. Hallelujah. And we're believing God for you for it in the precious name of Jesus. We're believing God for you that he's going to do everything that he said he would do. We're believing God for you that even when we get a no answer, we know that God still has a plan and a purpose for you. Everything doesn't have to always be yes. Sometimes he does tell us no, just like our parents did. They didn't always say yes, but God, we thank you. You are our parent. And sometimes no is the better choice for certain situations. And for that, God, we say thank you. And we may not see it at the moment, but we know, God, that there is nothing that you do that's not out of your will. And for that, we say thank you. Hallelujah, God. That person that may be contemplating on what church or what job choices you need right now, just I have faith. God said, be still and know that I am God, but more in Psalm 46 and 10. But he also said in Exodus 14 and 14, and I say this so often, the Lord shall fight for you and you shall hold your peace. Just hold your peace. Hallelujah, God. We pray for marriages, oh God. Hallelujah, God, that you will step in, oh God, when it's your will and not my way, but your will, oh God, and allow people to know what is best according to your will, oh God. Hallelujah. And for that, I'm saying thank you. God, I just thank you for having the opportunity to be here on this line today, on this intercessor time, oh God, to intercede, oh God, to be able to be here for the people of God. For that, I'm saying thank you. Hallelujah, oh God. I'm just thanking God for those people that may be having thyroid problems. Hallelujah, God, I just thank you. Hallelujah, God, that you will have a way with that, God, in the precious name of Jesus. And I'm just praying that I'm staying in the will of overseer, oh God. But I just thank God, hallelujah, as I pray, oh God, that you will do what's needed to be done in the precious name of Jesus. Because for that, Father, I say thank you. I just say thank you. Hallelujah, Lord God. God's making a way. I praise you, God, for making a way out of no way, oh God. Hallelujah. And I thank God for the praise victory, those that are moving into their new homes, that you might be some are moving into homes without the furniture that they want, without the things that they think they need right now. There's no embarrassment when God is blessing. I just hear that in my heart. There's no embarrassment. God's gonna make it all right. He allows you to go in it, but he'll bless you. He'll bless you. He'll bless you. Glory to God. And for that, I say thank you. Hallelujah. When I'm praying, I just listen to what God says. So I thank you all for joining me today, and I ask you to continue to keep me in your prayer and have your way in Jesus' name. Again, we thank you, Overseer, for each and everything and for each one that joined us today on NFI. God bless.
that I should die. But grace and mercy said, oh no, no. We've already paid the price. You see, I once was blind. But thank God, I can see. It was because grace and mercy
to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network. In HD2. Come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
Praise ye the Lord, for he's worthy to be praised.
Evangelist Janet Wooten with Turn on the Light radio broadcast. We'll be back at the bottom of the hour here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, live from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. We greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, from whom all blessings flow. This is another Turn on the Light broadcast with your host, Evangelist Janet Wooten, where we are illuminating the world with the glorious light of the gospel of Jesus Christ, one home at a time. We're just thankful to God to be able to come to you once again this Monday from 1 to 1:30 on the NFI radio. We're thankful to God for this station. We're thankful to God for Reverend Thurley Kearney. We're thankful to God for Apostle Barbara Watkins for letting us know about this opportunity and this opportunity being granted unto us. But Jesus told us, he said in Matthew 5:14-16, that ye are the light of the world, a city that is set on a hill that cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and he gives a light unto all that are in the house. But most importantly, he let us know to let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Glory to God. We're just here to illuminate the world with the glorious light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus went on to say in John 9:5, he said, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. And so after Jesus passed, glory to God, he began to let us know that he left us here to be the light in a world filled with darkness. And so we're just thankful to God today for this opportunity to shine the glorious light on the gospel of Jesus Christ, that somebody may see the light and come towards the light. Glory be to God in the name of Jesus. Our word today is a continuation from last Monday, glory to God, where we talked to you about let old acquaintances be forgotten. In other words, let it go. But on this second part, and it's a word that's been hovering in the air, because God knows how to speak to people. God will let you know just what it is that he requires of you, what it is that you need to do in order to live a glorious life of victory in Jesus Christ that he has granted unto us through his Son. And this word has been reverberated in the air everywhere. And as a matter of fact, the Lord brought another part back to this word again on this week and confirmed his word. And that's what I love about God. God will let you know that you're on the right track. And God will also let you know that, you know, warning comes before destruction, warning comes before a fall. And so today, this might be a warning for somebody. And we pray and hope that somebody's heart may be pricked on the day. We pray and hope that somebody will take this word in, that you will open up your heart and receive and grasp the word of God that is able to save your soul. Today, we're going to speak to you from a subject, let all acquaintances be forgot, but the subtopic is don't go back. Glory to God. Don't go back. Don't you go back into what it is that God brought you out of. Don't go back. We're going to look at the letter that Paul wrote to the Galatians. And we're going to turn to chapter 5, starting at verse 1. Paul told the Galatians, he says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. And Paul was writing the letter to his disciples, to the people of Galatians, because a matter had come to Paul, letting them know that there was trouble with the Galatians. And then he picked it up again in verse 7 and said, ye did run well, but who did hinder you that ye should not obey the truth? And as we just got through saying that problems had arisen in Galatia, Paul presented the gospel of Jesus Christ, saying that salvation is by faith in Christ alone. But there rose up some other men that were preaching a different doctrine from what Paul had told the Galatians. And after Paul had preached this word, many of the Galatians, many of the people got saved off of this word. But after Paul left the region, other people came in and started preaching a different doctrine. And they believed that salvation was by faith in Christ, but also in keeping the law. And so then when you think about Galatians was a mixture of Christianity and Judaism, Christ and Moses, grace and the law. That's how these people have presented the gospel again to the Galatians, but only they wanted to put stipulations on them. They want to bind them up again with the Mosaic law in which Jesus Christ had made us free from. Glory to God. And the word today is don't go back. Hallelujah. The Galatians were known to be people that were restless, that were warlike and changeable, meaning that they were easily swayed in one way or the other. Glory to God. And when we think about the word yoke, yoke is like a burden of rigorous demands of the law. And that's what this yoke was that Paul was telling them not to go back into. Glory to God. Because John 8:32 lets us know that whom the Son set free, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And we know that whom the Son set free is free indeed. And on today, we're trying to let somebody know, don't you go back. Let those old acquaintances be forgot. Let those old doors stay shut. Let those old friends stay where they are. Let those old situations and circumstances you used to find yourself in that God delivered you out of, let those things stay where they are. But see, one thing about us, that when trouble arrives, and sometimes we think that God is not moving fast enough. We think that God has forgotten about us, because the enemy loves to deceive us, to make us think that God's word is not true. The number one weapon that he has used on people from the beginning of Bible time up until now is the spirit of deception. He is the master deceiver. Jesus said that Satan was the father of lies, and he was the master of lies. He's good at lying, and he will deception. He uses deception to fool people. He want people to think that God's word is not true. He wants people to think that God is not going to do what he said he's going to do, and that God is not real. Glory to God, hallelujah. But we're here to let you know today, don't you go back in those things that God has brought you out of. Glory to God. The Bible lets us know even in Galatians 4 and 9, that but now, Paul said here, but now after you have known God, or rather are known of God, how turn ye again to walk and beggarly elements, whereunto you desire again to be in bondage? Why would you want to go back into bondage? Why would you want to go back into a situation that was so bad that nobody but God could get you out of? Bondage could be in a bad relationship. Bondage could be after God made a way for you to get out of debt, you turn around and go back into debt again. Like many people have done for Christians, they went into debt in order trying to please people that they hardly don't see during the year, they hardly ever don't even speak to during the year. And here it is where some people were banking on they were going to get their tax money to pay their Christmas bill down. But look at what has happened now. You're not going to be able to get a tax refund until God can tell when. You know, just like when you cannot afford to get yourself back into situations that God has brought you out of. And I'm not here to knock anything that anybody do. But glory be to God. But God lets us know. He sends us warnings before things happen. Glory to God. He lets us know things before they have. There's nothing that's going on in the earth right now that God has not already revealed to his prophets. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So while you're trying to talk about their false prophets, yeah, there are some. But everybody is not lying. Every prophet is not lying, not proper lying. Every prophet is not telling something wrong. God has got some people that are sincere and committed to the work of the cross. That's committed to God. That God can trust with his word. He has put his word in their mouth. And they are speaking truth to you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We're talking about don't you go back. Don't you go back and get in that situation again. Glory to God. It might be in a old neighborhood where you want to keep hanging around in. It might be around some people that keep telling you the same old thing, that love to gossip, that love to keep a bunch of stuff stirred up. Glory to God. It might be you say, well, let me go back and get this old job back that I used to have. Let me go back and work this old part-time job. God says, don't you go back and get back into that yoke of bondage again. Don't go back and get into anything that's going to bind you up, that's going to put you back in the state that you were before. Glory to God. That's how the children of Israel was in the book of Numbers, chapter 14. Verses, and when after they received the evil report of the 10 spies, the children of Israel got upset, and they began to fuss and complain and murmur against Moses and Joshua and Caleb. So Joshua and Caleb brought back a good report. They were the only two out of the 12 that had confidence and faith and belief in God that they could go into the promised land regardless of what it looked like, regardless of the giants that were there, regardless of how the people might look big. Glory be to God. They trusted in their God. They know that God could take them in, that God will fight for them, that God was going to sustain them. Oh, glory to God. But the Bible says in Numbers 14, starting at verse 3 and 4, that the children of Israel got so discombobulated that they said, were it not better for us to return back into Egypt? And they said one to another, let us make a captain and let us return back into Egypt. And it's a dangerous thing for you to go back into the situation that God brought you out of. Because, you know, it's just like you playing chicken. It's just like you go lay down in the road and you think a car is coming and you lay down there and almost before the car gets to you, you get up out of the way so you won't get run over. But, you know, you can't keep right on playing chicken because sooner or later you're going to get hit by a car. It's just like the boy that cried wolf. He kept crying wolf, and every time somebody go to rescue him, they could not find a wolf. But when he really got in trouble and he needed somebody to help him, that when he cried wolf, nobody came to his rescue. You can't keep right on going back into the situation that God brought you out of. Because sooner or later, every time that you go back into those situations, glory to God, you come out worse than you went in before. The Bible lets us know in Matthew 12, starting at verse 43, it said, when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places seeking rest.
and findeth none. Then he said, I will return into my house from which I came out. And when he had come, he found it empty, swept, and garnished. Then he goeth he and taketh with himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself. And they enter in and dwell there, and the last state of that man is worse than the first. Glory be to God. It lets us know that when you go back into a situation, or when you have been delivered from a spirit, you got delivered. Glory to God, and you're not filled with the Holy Spirit of God. And that spirit returns back and don't find the Holy Spirit in you, that it'll make you worse than you were before. When you go back into situations, it's like God may have brought you out of debt. And then you go back and get in debt, it might take a longer time for you to get out again. You might get in so badly that you might lose everything that you have. That's why you got to be careful how you turn around and go back into something that God brought you out of. That relationship, glory to God. Oh, my Shaka. God brought you out of it. But then you turn around and you get right back into the same relationship. Yeah, the words are sweet. Yeah, they're going to do good in the beginning. Yeah, they're going to do everything that you want them to do because they're trying to win you back over. But once they win you back over and they see that they've got you, that's when they start turning back into their old ways because people cannot change by themselves. You cannot change without God. Transformation comes from hearing the word of God over and over again. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And you got to be able to look in the Bible and see that you need change. See that you need help. See that you know that only God can help you. See that you are a sinner and repent of your sins and accept the finished work of the cross. Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, is the only one that can get you out of what you're in. People cannot change by themselves. You couldn't change by your own self. So when that person comes back to you and you take them back again, there is no telling what may happen, what subject that happens. And you can't get mad with God, saying, God let me down. God has forgotten about me. God has forsaken me. When God brought you out and told you to go back and get into that mess again. Honorable side. We're talking about you let those old acquaintances be forgotten. Mama won't shake it up my fear. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't you go back. Don't you go back and get into that situation again. Don't you go back and get in that mess again. Glory, that stuff that God brought you out of. Then there's some things that it wasn't necessary, it got bad. But your love for God began to grow more and more. And God pulled you out of it. And then you turn around and you want to go back into it. Because it looked like it's fun. Because it looked like everybody is doing it. The enemy will make you think, ain't no harm in it, just one more time. Ain't nobody going to know. It's going to be all right. And you let the enemy fool you because I told you he was the master deceptor. He's the master of deception. He's the master liar. The enemy does not like you. Some people say, I've heard a lot of saved people say, you've heard me say this before. They say, the devil don't like me. Well, guess what? The devil never likes you. He just don't fool with you when he got you. But that's why you cannot go back. You can't play around with the devil. Because sooner or later, you're going to get burned. You play with fire, you get burned. And if you play around with the devil is going to kill you. The devil knows that his time is short. It's getting shorter and shorter. And whether you want to believe it or not, Christ is soon to come back. There are so many things that are happening in the world today that you cannot even think for 1 second that there's not a chance that this world is coming to an end because everything that could possibly happen is happening. And Jesus is soon to come back. So Satan knows that his time is almost up. So his main objective is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Meaning, if the devil can kill you, he's going to do it. And people might be saying, oh, look at trying to scare somebody. I'm not trying to scare you, but I'm telling you the truth. If the devil can kill you, he's going to do it. The first chance he gets, if you open the door to him, he's going to come in. The enemy can only have access that you give him. If you give him access, he's going to come in. And once he comes in, he stays in. It's hard to get him back out. And if God has already delivered you one time, if God has already brought you out and made things better for you, why would you turn around and go back into it? And I know somebody might be saying that you don't know what I'm going through. You don't know. It looked like I had it better when I was out there, back out there in the world. It looked like I had it better when I was back with such and such. It looked like it was better when I was doing this, that, and the other. It may look like it's better, but looks can be deceiving. That's why the Bible tells us that we walk by faith and not by sight. We can't go by what we look at. We can't go by what we see because it will fool you every time. Perception is a funny thing. You can show one person, show different people the same glass of water, and they can get a different opinion over how they see the glass half full, half empty. It'll be different ways that people see a thing. So perception can fool you. That's why you have to walk by faith. You got to walk by what you know. And that's the Holy Spirit on the inside of you, leading you and guiding you. Glory to God. Hebrews 6, 4 through 6 lets us know, for it should be impossible for those who are once enlightened, meaning once you have tasted of the gospel of Jesus Christ, once the scales have been removed from your eyes, once you can see clearly, now you can see through the eyes of the Lord, that once you have been enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they should fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, then they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. Every time we turn around and we go back and we see it, every time we turn around, we go back into what God has brought us out of, what God has delivered us from through his Son, Christ Jesus. We crucify Jesus all over again. We put him back on the cross all over again. We bring the word of God, and we bring shame to the church. It's like when people don't realize what it is that you do. When you sin, your sin don't only just hurt you. Some people say, well, if I'm doing something other, it's my business. It's only going to affect me. That's not true. When you go back and you into sin and you're sinning all over again, it affects everybody around you, everybody that's connected to you, people you've been praying for. And most of all, it brings God to an open shame. It makes it look like your God cannot take care of you. It makes it look like your God could not sustain you, could not help you. He didn't bring you out of anything, that your God is not real. When you turn around and you go back to doing the same old things that God that brought you, that God brought you out of. That's how it was with the children of Israel. That every time that God wanted to kill them because that they were disobedient to him, Moses would intercede on behalf of them. Moses said, if you do this, they're going to say you brought the children of Israel out, but you could take them into the promised land. That's how it was with Abraham interceded for the Sodom and Gomorrah. Because Abraham did not want Lot to get killed. Lot was down there. Lot was his nephew. He said, if you find a 50 good, you're going to destroy the whole city. They were going to destroy everything in the city. He said, but if you find 50 good, or you find 20, or you find 10 good, are you going to destroy them too? And God said, no. So you have people that's interceding on your behalf, my noble shah. You got people that's praying for you. You got people that's undergirding you in prayer. People that let you know that you can call them. Everybody don't put your business out in the street. There are some people that are sincere about God. They are sincere about their salvation and the work that God has called them to do. And when you find yourself being tempted, you find yourself being weak, that's when you need to pick up the phone and call somebody or cry out to your heavenly Father. But whatever you do, don't you go back. The 12 disciples, after the crucifixion of Jesus and John in the Gospel of John, the 12 disciples, Peter stood up and said, I'm going to go fishing. See, that's something that he knew to do. He turned around and went back to what he knew because they were all distraught. They were all afraid because their leader had gotten killed. But he went back to what he knew. But I'm so glad that Jesus don't leave you the way that you are. That God won't leave you the way that you are. He won't leave you in the place where he found you. And Jesus was on the shore. And he yelled and he said, have you got any meat? And when they recognized that it was him, they swam to shore. But Peter jumped off the boat. Glory be to God. And then Jesus began to say, lovest thou me more than these? He said, feed my sheep. Feed my lambs. He gave him a charge to keep. And today we're giving you a charge to keep. If you love God, if you're serving the Lord, Trust God in the midst of whatever it is that you're going through. Regardless of what's going on around you, have faith in God. Hold on to your most holiest faith. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Trust and believe that the God that brought you out before is the same God that can keep you out. He's the same God that can sustain you. He's the same God that can take care of you. As I put on my Facebook page, I told people last week, the government might be shut down, but heaven is still open. And we're under open heaven. Jesus told the disciples in John 14, he said, you ask anything in my name, I will do it. You can ask anything in my name, I will do it. Glory to God. And the word of God cannot return back void. It has to accomplish what it pleases and proper ways to the underworld. God cannot lie. It will go against his holy character. God is holy. He cannot lie. The same God that brought you out before, he's able to keep you out. He's able to take care of you. He loves you. The Bible says he, God so loved the world, his creation, that he gave his only begotten son, unknowable son. So whosoever he will not perish will have everlasting life. So on today, we want to let you know that as you let those old acquaintances be forgotten, and as you let go of those things from the past, and as you choose not to look back anymore, don't go back either. Every now and then you might look back and see where the Lord has brought you from to encourage your heart, to strengthen your mind. But gird up the loins of your mind today. If you look back, don't mess around and go back. Don't you let nothing take you back. As we look at back at Galatians and this particular chapter, this particular letter that he wrote, there were people trying to take the Galatians back to the old law, trying to take them back to what it is that Jesus has set them free from. But Paul said, glory be to God, to stand fast, therefore, in the liberty, in the freedom wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with that yoke of bondage. Don't you get caught up in anything. Don't let nothing tangle you up or tie you up or bind you up under both sides, that you don't continue on forward in the Lord, that you don't continue on obeying God. Father, we thank you right now, God. We thank you. Oh, my gosh. God, we thank you right now for your word. Your word that you have sent that has healed us. Your word that's a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path, oh, God. Your word is forever settled in heaven. Your word, God, letting us know not to go back, God. Not to go back into those things that you have brought us out of. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord. How you have set us free, oh God. And whom the Son set free is free indeed. Help us to continue to walk in that liberty, oh God. Help us to stand firm on the promises and on your word, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we bind every hindering spirit, oh God. We bind all witchcraft, oh God. Father, we bind and let the yoke be destroyed because of the anointing. In the most satire. Father God, we ask you, Lord Jesus, sever to the root, Lord, every root tear. Shed every demonic door that's been opened in the spirit in the lives of your people, God. In the name of Jesus, ever since back to Adam and Eve, oh God, from their ancestors, oh God, from people that they have had soul ties with, oh God, let them be disconnected, oh God, from anything that will try to take them back, oh God, from what you brought them from. In the name of Jesus, Father God, let every door be closed in the spirit. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that's allowing the enemy to have access to your people, God, access in their homes, access to their families, access on the job, access to their children, under both. In the name of Jesus, we shut every door in the spirit, and we plead the blood of Jesus, under both, that the blood of the Lamb will cleanse us. That the blood of the Lamb will wash us. That the blood of the Lamb will sanctify us. The blood of the Lamb will speak for us. The blood of the Lamb will fight for us. In the name of Jesus, under both sides. Oh, God, we thank you and we praise you, oh, God. We're reminded that your words have been steps of a good man ordered by the Lord. Oh, God, help us to move forward in you, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. Let us not be entangled with the yoke of bondage again, oh, God. On the book back time. Let's remember that you come to heal the broken heart, to set the captives free, In the name of Jesus, Lord, help us to stay free, God. Help us to undergird each and every one with prayer, oh God. Help us to stand in the gap, oh God, for our sisters and our brothers, oh God. That's going through in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let us check on one another. Let us love one another out of a pure heart and mind, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let our minds be renewed today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, help us to keep our focus and our mind stayed on thee. You are the author and the finisher of our faith, and you will keep us in perfect peace, oh God, in the midst of the storm, oh God, in the midst of the rain, oh God. When there's trouble on every side, God, we will look to the hill for which come of our help. I'm the most high. For all our help come from you, Lord Jesus. Oh, it's in your name, God, that we have the victory today, oh God. Help us not to look back, oh God, and not go back to those things, oh God, that will cause us harm, God. In the name of Jesus, cure every trap of the enemy, oh God. Father God, let the enemy be exposed right now in the lives of your people, oh God. Reveal what it is that the enemy is trying to do right now, God. And we stand on your word. It says, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against us shall be condemned. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Reveal what it is that the enemy is trying to take us back to, oh God. Reveal where doors are open in the spirit, oh God. Let those doors be closed right now in the name of Jesus. That the enemy has no more access to us, oh God. Oh God, let somebody heed this warning today, oh God. But the enemy has a trap set, oh God. Itobo Sata. Don't you go back. Oh mama shataya rabo saya. Don't you go back now. Don't you go back. You don't belong in there. You don't belong back there. Don't you go back. We're calling to your spirit, man, to come forth. In the name of Jesus. Father, let your people be filled with the Holy Spirit, oh God. Fill up every void with your glory, God. Fill up every void with your word. Fill up every void with you, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, and we thank you. And we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. It all belongs to you, God. We belong to you. We are the sheep of your pasture, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we believe. Amen, amen. We just thank you to God for another opportunity to bring you the Turn on the Light broadcast. You can reach us by correspondence with www.jwooten2285@gmail.com. You can call in for prayer. Call us at 919-324-5797 or 919-709-1886. And you can also find us on our Facebook page. Leave us a message. Write something. Let us know that this word, is you're being blessed by this word. We're not here to beat the air, but we're here to carry out the great commission of the gospel of Jesus Christ to all the way around the world by way of radio. God loves you. God bless you. And remember, the word is, don't go back. Galatians 5:1. God bless you is our prayer.
If you're broken down, Jesus is ready. Oh, yeah. Ah, don't let yourself down. Yeah. Standing right there behind you, helping you to make up your mind. Say it again. I think I want to say it again. Jesus.
salvation.
On a salvation.
Yeah. Understand me. Jesus way. Jesus way. Yeah. Love is the only dedication.
Dedication.
Let me say, help me. Help me. Help me. Help me, and I'll help you. I'll save my soul, and I'll save some for you. And I'll do my best, and do what I can to stand up and be a minister. Hey, oh yeah, hey, hey, hey. I just want everybody to know that Jesus is waiting. I wish the man would just bring it. Bring it. Way, 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 way down. Yeah. Oh, I remember that I could say that I've been a fool. Disregarding your love. Yeah. That I want to say this evening that I'm sorry, 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 sorry. Yeah, but I tell you,
California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
I am a shout and I'm a
I'm cup runs over and over. I receive every blessing you have for me. For my good friend, who sits high and pours down blessings, things that the world can't give and the world can't take it away. You make me rich. Ah, you make me rich. Oh, God, you're the lifter of my head, helping me see. Now I can receive more joy, joy, more peace. Grace and a marriage is favor.
I have so much, I can never give it all away. I'm living in the overflow. I have so much, I can never give it all away. I'm living in the overflow.
I have so much, I can never give it all away.
But I'm flowing with heaven's velocity, bringing hope where there's atrocity, and the truth where there's hypocrisy. No longer ruled by the laws of humanity, being free from induced conformity. I'm waking up from the pseudo-reality, cause now I know my true identity. I'm telling you this time, I'm not going to fear.
This time,
I'm not going away.
This time,
I won't run and hide.
This time,
I won't compromise.
This time,
I'm gonna love hard.
This time,
I'm gonna live smarter.
This time,
I'm gonna be even bolder.
This time,
this time,
this time,
this time.
I'm free from all the guilt people try to put on me. Self-inflicted wounds, that was my worst enemy. But I'm under that war, I don't fight it no more. I'm free to walk through all these doors, dancing, smiling, living, sing the praise up to the true King that's reigning. I'm free from opinion, walking dominion. That's why I win.
I'm not gonna fear.
This time,
I'm not going away.
This time,
I won't run and hide.
This time,
I won't compromise.
This time,
I'm gonna love harder.
This time,
I'm gonna live smarter.
This time,
I'm gonna be even bolder.
This time,
this time,
this time,
this time.
I know God, He lives inside of me. I will walk with all authority.
The present people had me undermined, the Lord. My false affairs, they were things they were told. It seemed I was a hope for my own soul. It's been the face of how the enemy is told. There were times when I didn't want to show my face, but through it all, you still cover me with your grace. But now I'm totally healed, to me your glory's revealed. Leave me just the spirit I feel.
I'm not gonna fear.
This time,
I'm not going away.
This time,
I won't run and hide.
This time,
I won't compromise.
This time,
I'm gonna love hard.
This time,
I'm gonna live
smarter.
This time, I'm gonna be even bolder.
This time,
this time,
this time.
I'm not going away.
This time,
I won't run and hide.
This time,
I won't compromise.
This time,
I'm gonna love harder.
This time,
I'm gonna live smarter.
This time,
I'm gonna be even bolder.
This time,
this time,
this time,
this time.
keep your soul steady. Ooh, this kind of loving, I was not ready. No, couldn't find another, no, it's not many. Matter if that's just its own God, no, it's not any. Ooh, when I call him, it's like it's automatic. You make sure I ain't got no static. You be showing out, and you keep on blessing me, that's no doubt. Yeah, I can't make this up. You keep coming through in a clutch. I know sometimes I be doing too much. Lord, I just need a touch, yeah. Cause you're the truth, yeah, yeah. It's only you, yeah, yeah. You're the only one I know that makes me feel. Ooh, God, I gotta call you. Cause you know I gotta be around you. You're the only one I can call to.
Won't let the devil cheat me. I believe that it's near you. You so hot for the